The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Nussbaum of the Beis Havad and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Today's daf in the Daf HaYomi is Daf Yud Beis. We find on Daf Yud Beis, Amud Beis, the din of Sechecha Bechitzin, the din regarding arrows, whether one is permitted to use arrows for schach or is he not. This din is going to be dependent on how we categorize the wooden arrows that were used in those times. We know that there's a din that schach can only be used from something that is not mekabel tumah. If it is mekabel tumah, it is possible, it invalidates its use for schach. And in those days, the chetz, the arrow, was a wooden shaft upon which a metal tip was inserted. Now, there were two types of arrows, and the Gemara is going to differentiate. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Sochecha Bechitzin, if he used arrows for schach, Zuchorim Kshera, the one, they're male, we'll explain what that means, they're kosher, B'nekevos, if they're female, Psula, they are posel. So the wooden shafts that were used as arrows, some of them had a tip which you inserted into the metal tip, and those are zucharim. Others were a wooden shaft that had a receptacle, an indentation into which the metal tip was inserted. And those chitzim, those arrows, referred to as nekevas. So if Yudim Arav says, Soch of chitzim, if you used arrows for schach, zuchorim kshera, if they were the types that had a tip, which you inserted the tip into the metal type, it's kosher, because it's not a keli, it's mekabel tumah, since it doesn't have a clay kibul, it's not a receptacle for anything, therefore it's kosher. V'nekevos psula. If, however, it was a nekeva, that means there's a wooden shaft with a receptacle into which the metal tip was inserted, then it's possible because it has a kibul, it has a base kibul, it has a part to it which can receive, it's a receptacle for something else, therefore it has a din of a clay kibul, and it's possible to be used as schach. So the Gemara continues and says, the nekeva is psula. So they quote Rav Yudim Arav that when it's a nekeva, it's possible. The Gemara asks, Pshita, that's Pashat, it's obvious. Obviously, if it's a clay kibul, if it's accepting, if it's receiving, if it's a receptacle for the metal tip, obviously it's going to have a din, a status of a clay kibul being a kabul tumah. So what's the chiddush? The Gemara says, Ma'u detema, well, I would have thought, base kibul he osui lemalois loy shmei kibul. A base kibul that is made to be filled up does not get a din of a base kibul. We wouldn't categorize it and refer to it as a base kibul. If a receptacle was in, if its intended use, if the reason why it was made, that receptacle, the only use was to have it filled up and to stay completely filled, then I would have thought maybe that doesn't get categorized or the status of a clay kibul. And here in this case, this wooden shaft is in fact, that's its intention. They used to form, manufacture these wooden shafts with a receptacle, and the tip would be put into the receptacle. So now the entire receptacle is full of the metal tip, and there's no receptacle left, and it's made to stay like that. And in such a case, one might think that it does not get the status of a clay kibul. Kamash Malon, so Rav Yudim Arav came to tell us that no, even though it is the intention of this receptacle was to be filled, nevertheless, it still has the status of a clay kibul, and it is mekabel tumah. And as a result, if it's mekabel tumah, it invalidates its use as schach, like all items that are mekabel tumah. So that's the Gemara. Tosfos has a kasha on this Gemara from a Rashi in Sanhedrin. In Sanhedrin, there is a machlokes between the Chachom and Rabbi Elezer concerning a kadur and an imus. It's a machloikis in Sanhedrin. The Chachomim hold that it is not mekabel tuma, and Rabbi Elazar holds it is mekabel tuma. And Rashi in Sanhedrin explains that the argument between the Chachom and Rabbi Elazar is concerning the din of kli ha'osui lemalis, a base kibul that is osui lemalis. The kadan imus are kelim that the kibul is made to be filled. And the reason why the Chachomim are of the opinion that it's not a keli, or it's not mekabel tuma, is because they hold that it's also limalis, and a base kibul also limalis does not get a din of a base kibul. Whereas the Rabbi Eliezer, he disagrees, and he's of the opinion that a base kibul also limalis, if it's going to be filled, it does get a din of a clay kibul, and as a result, it is a keli and it is mekabel tuma. That's the way Rashi interprets the machloikis between the Chachomim and Rabbi Eliezer. So based on this, Tosfos asks, we see in our Gemara and Sukkah that the Gemara and Sukkah assumed that a base kibul also lemalis does get a din of a base kibul. We see that very clearly. We paskin like Rav Yehuda Merav that when one uses chitzim nekevos, shafts for arrows that have a receptacle, they in fact are pasul for schach, and that is because even though they are a base kibul also lemalis, nevertheless that does get a status of a base kibul, and there's no one dissenting, there's no one arguing on that. And if Rashi is correct that the machloikas between the Chum and Rabbi Eliezer and Sanhedrin is concerning this very din of whether or not a base kibul that is also lemalis gets a din of base kibul, then the result would be that our Gemara is indicating that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, that a base kibul is also lemalis gets a din of a base kibul. And we know this is a rule in Shas that when there's a machloikas of the Chachom and Rabbi Eliezer, the halach will be like the Chachomim and not Rav Eliezer. The term that's used, Rav Eliezer, is Shamuti. And if Rashi is correct, our Gemara is following the opinion of Rav Eliezer that this kibul also lemalis is considered Shmei Kibul, it's called a kibul, and our Gemara is obviously not going to be paskening like Rav Eliezer. So this is a kasha that Tosfos asks on Rashi in Sanhedrin, on Rashi's interpretation of a machlokes between Chachomim and Eliezer in Sanhedrin. And then Tosfos asks another kasha, another question. If in fact the Chachomim in Sanhedrin are of the opinion that a base kibul ha'osui lemalis, a receptacle that is intended, that it was manufactured to be filled, is loy shmei kibul, if Rashi is correct that that's what the Chachomim hold, then there's a question from a braisa in Masechtas Kelim. Masechtas Kelim Perikid Ches is a braisa that says Hatfilin Dalid Kelim. We know that Tfilin Sharosh, have four houses, four units into which we insert four different parshias, and then the Tfilin are sewn up and worn every day. Now, the braisa says that these four rooms, these four units in the tefillin have a din of a keli. Each one is a keli. It's a clay kibul. It's there to receive and to enclose and to encase the parshas that are inserted into it, and they each get a din of a keli. Now, Tosfos says, "Ein lecha osui lemalis yosem mitfillin." Now, tefillin, when they're fashioned, when the person that makes the batim forms the skin and turns it into a bias, into four houses for the tefillin, the whole intention is that the tefillin, the parshias that are put in, are going to fill those little holes into which they're inserted. So they're filling up the hole and they stuff the parshia into the bias. And now it's a base kibul ha'osui lemalis, and yet the braisa states unequivocally that it is considered a keli. And according to Rashi, the Chachomim in Sanhedrin, that are of the opinion that a base kibul ha'osui lemalis loishmei kibul, doesn't get a din of a base clay kibul, then according to the Chachomim, tefillin, each one of the batim of tefillin, of the four batim of the Sharosh, should not get the status of a keli, being that is osui lemalis. This is a kasha that Tosis asks on Rashi in Sanhedrin. Okay, now this kasha is actually is discussed by quite a few commentaries, and the Chazon Ish is one of them, and he says that there is a difference between tefillin and other kelim, and perhaps even if the Chachomim are of the opinion that kibul osu lemalis loy shmei kibul, nevertheless tefillin will be different, and the reason is because tefillin are it's not always are the parshias completely filling up the hole into which the receptacle into which they're put. In fact, if someone were to have very large batim and very small parshias, it's quite conceivable that the parshias would not be taking up all the space in each of the various batim in the tefillin. They don't completely fill it up. And as a result, since they don't completely fill it up, it's possible that the Chum would say that that's not a base kibul ha'osui lemalos. And there's a Me'iri that the Chazon Ish quotes that says the same concept when it comes to kelim by kelim that I'm kabel tumah, that it has to fill it up bidoichik, with a certain amount of pressure and pushing. And here it's not. It's possible that the parshas would not completely fill the receptacles, the containers of the tefillin into which it's going to be inserted. So that would explain how we could reconcile the shita, the opinion of the Chachomim, with this brisa in Sanhedrin. This kasha of Tosfos that Tosfos asks on Rashi is really not just a kasha on Rashi. It really goes a little further than that. Now, regardless of whether or not the halachas like Rashi or Tosfos concerning the machlokes in Sanhedrin between Chum and Rebbe Eliezer, it is clear from our Gemara here in Sukkah that Abis Kibul Osu Lemalis is Shmei Kibul. That is because we see that a chetz, an arrow, that where the shaft is indented and serves as a receptacle, we know that we paskin that it is psula, it is possible to be used for schach. And our Gemara says that's because Beis Kibul Osu Lemalis is Shmei Kibul. So that we know from our Gemara, it must be the halacha that Beis Kibul Osu Lemalis is Shmei Kibul. There's actually a steer in the Rambam, and one place the Rambam says Shmei Kibul, one place the Rambam says Lo Shmei Kibul, and there are various terutzim that the Svarim give for this stira. What is discussed later on, based on this Gemara, possibly based on this Gemara, is the status of a ladder, whether a ladder may be used as schach or not. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Reish Chof Tes says Yesh lihistapek im muter lohaniach sulam kidei lesachech al gabov. Yesh lihistapek. It's a quandary. It's something to contemplate, and there's a possibility, one way or the other, is it permissible to put a ladder on a roof in order to use it for schach? It's misupik. It's not clear. It's not certain. This is the lashon. This is the language of the Shulchan Aruch. And actually, this was a question that was posed to the Rashba. It's in Shel's Tshuvas Rashba, Siman Kuf Tzadi He. And the question posed to him was: May one use a ladder, a wooden ladder, as schach? And the Rashba, he differentiates between two types of ladders. And the question of the permissibility or lack thereof of a ladder, that in itself is a question. What exactly was the suffix of the Shulchan Aruch? But one opinion is that the question is surrounding our Gemara here in Sukkah. A standard ladder that has rungs, the rungs are inserted into receptacles on either side, on the two bars going up the sides of the ladder. Now those receptacles are clay kibul, they are a base kibul to receive and to contain and to envelop the rungs that are inserted into it. So each of those receptacles are in fact a clay kibble. So the latter has numerous clay kibble. That is the one factor which might invalidate the latter as a permissible form of schach. On the other hand, it is osin lemalis, and that in itself was a question. So the Rashba answered that in a standard ladder where the rungs are in fact inserted into receptacles on either side, he said since those receptacles are a clay kibble, it is forbidden to use them for schach. And even though you will probably never see the receptacles because they are full, they are filled with the rungs, we know our Gemara says that biskibul osu lemalis is shmei kibul. So even though those rungs, from the time that they were formed, the two sides of the ladders, those receptacles are intended to be filled by the rungs, and they're not intended to be ever open and closed or ever utilized as a receptacle, only for one purpose, and that is just to hold the rungs that are inserted into it. Nevertheless, based on our Gemara, it's a kli, it's a base kibble also lamalis, and it gets the din, gets the status of a base kibble. However, if you were to take two bars, which you find very often by construction sites, that they'll make a makeshift ladder, well, they'll just take two bars and just nail onto the front, onto the bars, they'll just take rungs and screw them or nail them onto the bars itself and not put them into receptacles into the bars themselves, or rather they'll be screwed or nailed onto the bars under the top. So such a ladder would not have a din of a base kibble because there's no base kibble there at all. It's just steps that are attached to two pieces of wood. And in such a case, those would be such a piece of wood, such a ladder would be permissible to use as schach because there's no clay kibble, and as a result, the ladder would not have a din of a kelet mekabel tuma, and would be mutter to use it as schach. One more interesting halacha by a ladder is that if, let's say, one were to have a wooden ladder, and instead of receptacles on each side of the ladder to receive the rungs, you were to drill a round hole all the way through on each side of the ladder and just stick the rungs through the holes all the way through, and they're just in place, but there's no receptacle. So in such a case, again, it would be mutter, be permissible, because there's no clay kibble. The rungs are just sitting in the holes, but they, in theory, they could be knocked in and out from either side, and there's nothing holding them in place. There's no receptacle, therefore there's no clay kibble.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.